Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast, brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I'm Brenda Barker, the TIPQC Executive Director. Today, we have the Perinatal Advisory Council educators joining us from all five regions across the state. And we're excited to learn more about their work and how you can connect with them. This first podcast, we want to feature our maternal perinatal educators. And so let me get us started in introducing each of them to you. We're going to start in the West region and work our way across the state. Our educator from the West is Sequitha LaFleur-Thomas. She is one of our new educators. So, Sequitha, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. And thanks so much for having me on today. First off, I am passionate about women's health. I'm a Mississippi native, but Memphis has been home for me for about 15 years now. I'm a nurse practitioner, but I have a background in 14 years of high-risk labor and delivery. Six of those years was as a travel nurse from anywhere west of here between Tennessee and Hawaii, with different parts of California being my favorite stops. But over the last 3 years, I've worked in quality and OB practice consulting, which is what ultimately led me here to education.
Just kind of help us know about your region.
Sure. So here in the West region, we have two perinatal educators. I myself am the full-time outreach educator. And then we also have Kitty Cashin. She's our part-time OB educator. Here in the West region, we have 21 counties, which are predominantly rural. Shelby and Madison counties are the exception there. Six of our counties don't have any hospitals. That's Chester, Crockett, Decatur, Fayette, Lake, and McNary don't have hospitals. There are an additional 8 counties that have hospitals but don't provide obstetric services. Those are Benton, Carroll, Gibson, Hardeman, Haywood, Henderson, Henry, and Lauderdale counties. And then the remaining 7 counties all have at least one hospital that offers obstetric services.
Quite a few counties that you cover and quite a variety of services, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me a little bit about the type of education that you are offering in your region for hospitals, maybe EMS or even our emergency departments that might not have delivery services. And don't want to forget about our NRP training for EMS. So what kinds of education are you able to offer our counties?
Sure. So we do a lot of lectures, like engaging lectures, and they can range from low risk OB content to high risk. So basic things like labor, induction, anesthesia, kind of on the low risk side, on the high risk side, how to assess fetal well-being, hypertension during pregnancy, prolonged pregnancy, diabetes, maternal substance use. And then we also offer some very engaging simulations, one of which being postpartum hemorrhage, and those include both the Bakri and Jada demonstrations. We try to tailor our education to create individualized opportunities based on whatever facility or unit that we're at the time. We base our simulations off of their resources, what they use at their facility, but we also leave recommendations based on best practices. And then, of course, we also assist with NRP for EMS and some fire now.
Absolutely. Well, tell me about a positive that you have seen. I know you haven't been on the job long, but I bet you've already seen quite a bit of great things coming out of this type of education.
Yes. So one thing that sticks out to me with our most recent NRP classes that we're doing is the response that we're getting from EMS and from some of the ERs that we have taught nurses at. most recently we did Lauderdale Community Hospital, just seeing how confident they were in their skill set afterwards. We kind of assess it before the class and then again afterwards. And so seeing their confidence level and them knowing their resources once we finish the NRP, I think that the hands-on portion is a big plus for them. And so just knowing that now those providers are equipped with the necessary skills to perform neonatal resuscitation is one of the most impactful things that I've encountered so far.
Tell me how our listeners can connect with you if they wanted to reach out and learn more about these types of educational opportunities.
Sure. For starters, they can always reach me by email. That is slaflore@uthsc.edu. Or, of course, there are social media handles, which we'll list in the follow-up.
Wonderful. Yes, we'll have all of those in the show notes and including your email. So thank you so much, Saquitha, for the work that you're doing and for being with us today. We really
appreciate
it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to jump over to Middle Tennessee. And with us from Middle Tennessee is Susan Drummond. And she is our maternal educator in the Middle Tennessee area. I think you're located in Nashville. Welcome as well, Susan. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how long you have been a perinatal educator?
Hi, Brenda. Yes, I first came to Nashville to attend Vanderbilt University and completed my bachelor and master's degrees there. While I was in graduate school, I started working as a staff and then a charge nurse in labor and delivery at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Later, I became the regionalization coordinator / OB educator, and I've been in this position for over 30 years.
Middle Tennessee, so wonderful to have you as well, Susan. Tell us as well about your perinatal region, the same types of information Saquitha gave us, counties, those with OB services, and your perinatal educators and all that you do.
So the Middle Tennessee region is the largest region in the state, and this is just due to the geography of Tennessee. So our region includes 37 counties. Currently, 20 of these counties do not have a hospital with obstetric services. Davidson County, which is where Nashville is located, and the majority of the counties surrounding Davidson have multiple options for accessing obstetric care. The counties further from Nashville and the more rural areas are more likely to not have a hospital with an obstetric service. In fact, one hospital in the region just suspended their OB services in December. We have two perinatal educators, myself and Mindy Sacco.
Wonderful. You have a really large region. Tell us about the types of education that you are offering as well in hospitals, EMS, and emergency departments.
For Middle Tennessee, just different from some regions, I think, the NRP education is going to be provided by our neonatal educators. So our perinatal program is going to be offering classes in basic and advanced electronic fetal monitoring, care of routine obstetric patients, which includes physiologic changes of pregnancy, OB admission assessments, care during labor, including inductions of labor, immediate postpartum care, and OB emergencies. And we offer a class on care of the high-risk obstetric patient, which includes preterm labor, hypertension in pregnancy, DIC, diabetes, and substance use. Each of these classes are offered multiple times throughout the calendar year, with dates and registration links being sent to all of the hospitals in the region. Simulation training has become very popular in our region, and we offer, on request, simulation trainings in OB emergencies. And we've provided these trainings to multiple hospitals, including those without OB services, so their emergency department clinicians are prepared if an obstetric patient presents to their facility unexpectedly. These simulations typically include hypertensive crisis, postpartum hemorrhage, shoulder dystocia, umbilical cord prolapse, and maternal cardiac arrest. And we can certainly tailor the sessions to what their priorities are. We do provide training for EMS personnel as well on these same topics, including some didactic sessions and simulations.
Sounds like a great catalog that you all offer. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, you said you've been around about 30 years, so this is going to be a hard question for you, but one positive that you've seen or one impact that you've seen with your education.
Well, you're right, Brenda. It is hard to narrow it down to one positive since I've been in this position such a long time. So indulge me to share two. I'm very passionate about electronic fetal monitoring, and it's so rewarding to see a new nurse go from novice to expert in their skill in interpreting tracings, which is such an important part of care for patients in labor. I've also really loved hearing back from EMS providers, telling stories of caring for OB patients, such as an unexpected delivery in an ambulance or a hemorrhage, and the training that we provided was really helpful to them.
Wonderful. I really appreciate that. And I remember you are one of our AWON emergency SIMS trainers as well. So I know you have a lot of expertise and appreciate you sharing that. How could our listeners connect with you, Susan?
The best way to reach me is by email, susan.drummond@vumc.org. And I'll share a link to registration for our classes as well. Give that to you, Brenda. Thank you.
Where we have Jennifer Shelton. Jennifer, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Brenda.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about you and your region, the same types of information, your counties, those with and without OB services, and the number of educators that you have. But first, start out, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a transplant from Mississippi. I moved to Chattanooga 21 years ago. I'm a labor and delivery nurse with about 22 years of experience, and I've had the privilege of working in women's health throughout my entire career. For the past 10 years, I've also been involved with the Perinatal Grant, providing outreach education across our region. Education has always been a passion of mine, especially supporting teams who care for both normal and high-risk pregnancies. In my current role, I work closely with Ashley Merrill and Alicia Butter. We are the three maternal health educators, and together we collaborate to support hospitals and care teams with education that is practical, evidence-based, and directly applicable to bedside care.
It's about your region as well.
Our region covers 10 counties in total. Three of those counties have no hospitals at all. Seven counties have hospitals, but there are only three counties that have OB services, and they're kind of centered in the middle. So Hamilton County, Bradley, and McMinn have the OB services. Because of that, many patients deliver far from home, and first responders and emergency departments without OB services are often the first point of contact. That reality really drives the focus for our outreach education. So we offer a wide range of maternal education tailored to the needs of hospitals and EMS across the region. For hospitals, we provide A1 intermediate and advanced fetal monitoring classes. We do NRP skills checkoffs, and we do simulation-based and didactic education focused on OB emergencies, obstetric hemorrhage, hypertensive disorders of pregnancy, shoulder dystocia, emergency deliveries, and other high-risk maternal scenarios. For EMS and fire departments, we especially are intentional about including normal and high-risk out-of-hospital deliveries, neonatal resuscitation education, including NRP principles that are adapted for EMS environment. This collaboration with emergency medical services has been incredibly important given the number of rural counties and limited OB access in our region.
Tell us one positive that you've seen during your time providing outreach education.
Well, one most recently and a very meaningful experience is we provided an in-service on OB deliveries and neonatal resuscitation for the Chattanooga Fire Department. We did in-service in the morning, and the very following night, one of those classes that we did, the fire department received a call for a patient in active labor. The crew arrived, delivered the baby, and successfully provided care for both mom and baby. Knowing that the education we provided was immediately applied in real life and made a difference for the family was incredibly rewarding and really reinforces why this outreach work matters.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I know that must have been such a joy. I hear that all the time. The second we got that education, we used it that night, the next day. I know that is incredibly rewarding to you. And thank you for all that you are doing as well. Tell us how our listeners could connect with you?
Hospitals, EMS, and providers that are interested in any education or outreach can connect with us anytime through our email addresses. We're very happy to tailor education to meet the specific needs of a unit or team. And it is our first dot last name, so jennifer.shelton@erlanger.org. And then it would be ashley.merrill@erlanger.org and alicia.butter@erlanger.org.
Wonderful. And we'll also put all of these contacts in the show notes. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
It was great talking to you. Well, let's go to the East region in the Knoxville area. And today we have Michelle Oglesby joining us, and she's our maternal educator. Tell us about yourself, Michelle.
Thank you, Brenda. I have been in the OB world for over 21 years in various different roles. I love having an opportunity to educate in several different variations of skill sets and to be able to have fun and allow them to walk away with that one wow factor that kind of sticks with them so that the next time they encounter these patients, they can use what they've learned in practice.
Wonderful. Well, tell us about your perinatal region. You can tell us about your counties, your OB services, your educators. We'd love to hear all about our East region.
All right. Our East Tennessee region consists of 19 different counties. There are four of us that are primary educators. Two of them are specific to neonates, and two of us do both neonates and maternal. So together as a team, we have well over 100 years of various different experiences, which makes that much more incredible for us to be able to go out and deliver all this education to our region. We do participate in a lot of statewide and regional specific conferences and trainings, and we've been asked to come back every year. So that's always exciting. Unfortunately, within our region, though, we do have five counties that are considered a maternity care desert and seven of them that are low limited OB access. And we just recently had a new announcement of another hospital that is closing their OB department within our region. So that's going to add to a little bit more education that we really have to push forward with our EMS crew.
One of our hospitals is closing, and as you said, really such a need for you all in those emergency departments now to make sure they're trained in our EMS in those regions. So appreciate the work that you're going to be doing around that as well. Well, tell us about the types of education you're offering. You kind of already mentioned those, but tell us all the scope of the work going on in the East region.
Our educational offerings are not limited to certain classes. We really like to cater the education to the audiences to ensure we're teaching to their equipment, their scope of practice, what license they carry. We do a collection of didactic with simulations. We found that that has been both beneficial. We have several offerings, both for maternal and neonates. Our focused education really starts with any provider. So pre-hospital to the hospital setting, clinic providers. We've even spanned into some of our local colleges that support our region as well, trying to help connect some of those barriers so that they're getting that education at the forefront of it. So one of our favorites is to involve multiple different facilities with one of our trainings. So going out and having a delivery out in the field, and then being brought to the hospital, having, you know, a crisis happen in the ER, so we intertwine them and then moving up into our OB departments as well. Our OB offerings include, but again, not limited, with a strong emphasis for anybody that potentially could take care of that population to attend. So we don't limit it on that. We offer didactic offerings such as maternal emergencies, and this is really for any pre-hospital provider. We also do it for the ER department. We also do it for our ICUs and then along with our OBs. We offer A1 obstetric patient safety, opioid use disorder and pregnancies. We have another class about perinatal mood and anxiety disorder, trauma responsive care, gestational diabetes and treatment. We do offer all fetal monitoring, including basic, intermediate, and advanced courses. Along with those didactics, we also add on simulations and drills post the education while it's still fresh in their mind. So some of our simulation and drills include delivery out in the field, OB trauma, critical care, maternal hypertensive crisis, maternal hemorrhage, sepsis, precipitous delivery, prolapse cord, shoulder dystocia, so that we really can give them anything that they might actually happen to fall upon or that they are coming in and delivering in their ERs and they don't have an OB unit to help them. And then on top of that is our state joint effort as well. And just continuing to offer that free NRP for all of our EMS services across the state, across our region. We've even gotten where we are teaching now some of our fire and police, because they are really those first responders that are coming as well. So trying to integrate all of them.
That's wonderful. What a wide breadth of education and courses that you're offering. I really appreciate that. Well, Michelle, hard question for everybody, but one positive that you've seen during your time providing outreach education.
I mean, I think we all speak the same. It's really hard to pick one of them, but what we really like to see is that continuous desire where they want us to come back. They want the education. When they show up, they're excited. They're like, what are we going to learn today? What hands-on education? But then the other part that we really like is when they share their wins. So when we're going back and we're teaching and re-educating them, that they're sharing some of their wins, some of their hurrahs, some of their achievements, some of their stories, and then also helping them debrief about those situations and having them reach out to us when an event occurs and saying, you know, without this education, we would have never known what to do. I think that makes all of our jobs rewarding. And it really hits home when we get to help celebrate those wins that they said, if it wasn't for you, that baby would have never made it. Or that mom, we picked up on all these clues and we wouldn't have treated her this way, but because of you, we are. So I think that's a win for all of us. And I mean, for the state of Tennessee in general.
Absolutely. And for our moms and babies, really are saving lives by providing this education, the simulation, the opportunities to practice. So can't thank you enough. Tell us how our listeners can connect with you and your team.
We actually have a regional education email address that is connecting all four of us educators, as well as our director. That way we can get a timely response back. So that email is regionaleducation@utmck.edu. Another opportunity to connect with us would be just calling our office, which then they will be able to connect with us and or take down information, then we can follow up. And that number is 865-305-9300. Again, we'd love to schedule and work with any of the teams and really trying to cater those needs for them, including what time we can offer them and how often we offer those educational opportunities as well.
For joining us. Let's run over or run up to our Northeast region in the Tri-Cities area. And our OB educator there is Brandy Pratt. Brandy.
Yeah, I was laughing. I'm like, man, it's always so hard to go last because you're like, what else can I say? So myself, I've been a nurse for 20 years and it's all been in maternal care. I've worked bedside at both high risk and low risk hospitals. I've worked in an OB residency clinic, a GYN clinic. And then I worked as a travel nurse in L&D back before it was cool to be one of those people. I have a BSN in nursing. I teach fetal monitoring. I have only been in this role for about 2.5 years.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Brandy. And again, like I said, last but not least, you have plenty I know that you're doing that you can share. So it's great to connect with you and hear a little bit about you. Tell us now about your perinatal region.
Yeah, Northeast Tennessee has the smallest region. We have 8 counties. Greene, Sullivan, and Washington hold all of our 5 labor and delivery units. Carter, Hancock, Hawkins, and Unicoi don't have any L&Ds, and all of those have emergency departments except for Unicoi. They're currently working out of an urgent care capacity since Hurricane Helene came through. The Northeast region, we have 5 perinatal educators. I'm responsible for all of the OB outreach. Ashley Lewis is our neonatal educator. We have our newest addition, who is Monica. She is kind of helping us both. She's a go-between. We have 2 simulation specialists. That's Rebecca and Sarah, who go out into the county with their high-fidelity mannequin and do maternal and newborn simulations for any of those people that ask for them.
Wonderful. You kind of hit on your educators, and you've mentioned a little bit about the type of education and sims that you offer. Tell us what else and how y'all are also working with the emergency department.
Yeah, I feel like Northeast Tennessee is a little bit different than the other regions. We only have 1 hospital system. So most of our education that is in hospitals is all tailored to that 1 specific hospital system. I do a lot of work with their clinical nurse specialist in women's health. One of the things that we're the most proud of is we got the POEP program, which is that perinatal orientation and education program from AWON, into the health system there. We offer it twice a year. We sort of created a different background with it. We have new RNs, either brand new hires or nurses who have transferred in to L&D. We do a 5-week program. They do online modules and 2 classes per week in person that offer hands-on education and activities to supplement those online modules. We, of course, offer all the other topics that everyone else has been over. Again, our current focus is on hypertension and postpartum hemorrhage, since both of those play a huge part in our current maternal outcomes. For hospitals without OB services, again, it's usually tailored to that one hospital system. We do vaginal deliveries and how to help them optimal cord clamping and then the supplies that they need. We also go over how to assist with difficult deliveries. We do provide all of those locations with resources on hypertension and pregnancy, postpartum hemorrhage, as well as medicines to treat both of those and follow-up assessments and things like that. One of the things that I really focus on as part of the OB educator is being ready for the delivery with how to set up their warmer and TPs if they have a warmer in their ED, and if they don't, how would they accomplish starting resuscitation on a baby until they can get help in there. All of our EDs and LNDs have a kangaroo board for neonatal supplies. That's like a storage system that's locked up with meds. It's just a neonatal crash cart that they all use. We went through and got that standardized through our entire system so that they've all got access to that. When it comes to EMS, I do change my education up a little bit. They don't always have solid surfaces to work on. They're in the back of an ambulance. They're in someone's house. But we still focus on vaginal deliveries, some of the same hypertension and postpartum hemorrhage and how they treat those with the medicines that they have access to. We do focus on making sure that they're giving oxytocin postpartum, since that's one of those new additions to some of the medicines that they're carrying in their ambulances in the state of Tennessee. And then how to make sure they're setting up their TPs resuscitator with their oxygen. NRP for our EMS is currently being handled by our simulation specialists. They're handing out the codes and then they go around to those locations and help them get their checkoffs or hands-on skills done. I think one of my favorite moments is when I was asked to come and do some education and they loved it so much, they asked us to come back. A lot of places, you know, when you go in, you're trying to tailor this education. Sometimes it's not, I don't know, it just doesn't on their level, or they feel offended sometimes by the education. But being asked to come back always makes me feel like I'm doing a good job and that we're all taking part in and helping to take care of our moms.
Well, how can our listeners connect with you?
My email is the easiest and best way to get a hold of me. And that's Brandy with an I, Pratt@ValleyHealth.org. My office number, 423-431-5352. You're welcome to call and leave a message, but email is definitely the way to get a hold of me.
Well, I want to thank you again, and thank you for listening in to another episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org, that's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.